Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Word Vomit Podcast, a podcast where we give our take on the worlds of video games, music, comics, movies, and television. I am your host, Emmanuel, and in this episode, we have the handsome ransom, Randy King.
That's right, folks.
And we're recording from Garage Studio. This podcast is free for your listening pleasure. If you want to help this podcast out, make sure you're liking, sharing, and subscribing. Randy Kings, what is up?
Not much, man. Feel like I haven't been here in a while.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
Well, you know, vacationing. Had a trip with my bro. And by bro, I mean my actual brother. Not like a bro.
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 Brah.
Bro.
Brah. You should have been there like last week there, brah.
Bro.
Brah.
Bro.
What did you end up doing last week, man?
Actually, I was in Arizona for the Major League Baseball spring training. If anyone who listens doesn't know, I am a big baseball fan, specifically for the Oakland Athletics. Go A's.
He bleeds green and gold.
I do bleed green and gold. For the first time, I went to spring training. My wife got me a trip for Christmas to go there. It was like pretty much all expenses paid. Had a good time. Got to meet. It was basically like Baseball Con is the best way I can describe it.
Baseball Con.
Well, because I got to meet a lot of fans of baseball from other teams and everything. We're all very friendly. Spring training is essentially just like the exhibition games for Major League Baseball teams to try out these new players, see if they can mesh with the old, you know, make sure that they're doing okay. Actually met someone who is a teacher at Cal State East Bay. Like I was with this really nice woman named Linda who knew, like we said, she saw us at the bar, recognized that we had, you know, we must be from, most likely from the Oakland area. And said, asked where we were, and we had said, oh, we're near Hayward in Oakland. He goes, where? And then we had said, we grew up in San Lorenzo. He goes, oh, I know where that is. I'm like, really? And then I even made a joke about how I live in San Lorenzo, and she goes, which via do you live on? Because San Lorenzo is not a big place, and lot of the streets
have the name via.
Via something. I do not live on a via.
You're like, I dodged that curse.
But it was just nice to see, you know, other baseball fans. It was fun.
I'm glad you had a good time.
Yeah.
Actually, I know you listened to episode 101.
Yes.
Which, by the way, we're on 102 as of
yes, I know. Episode 102.
And that's actually what ended up happening with one of the co-hosts, Rob Rega. I tried to get on episode 101.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, no, on 100.
On 100, yeah.
I wanted to get him on 100 so that I was trying to get as many people who had been on the podcast before. And it turns out that he went to Tahoe with his family.
Okay.
And he took his dog with him.
Tahoe.
And his dog lost his shit in the snow. Like he was.
He'd
like,
never seen snow before.
He had never seen snow before.
You know, I'm curious as to what their reactions are because I've seen snow. I've seen it. And like, I guess you can never. Once you see it, you can't.
Trust me, we'll pull up the videos on Instagram. You'll see how that dog lost his mind.
Man.
He was in love with it.
It's great. That's cool.
So, you know, everybody's doing stuff but E-Man.
Well, you know, you got stuff going. You got stuff going. You move. You are living on your own ish, right? I mean, you know.
That's not fantasy football or baseball.
That's
not going to Lake Tahoe.
You're
snowing.
You're experiencing things on your own terms.
Stop trying to come for me.
Hey, man,
it's not working.
I'm your friend. I'm sorry.
I hate you, Eddie King.
You know what you did do?
I hate you.
You did help Black Panther become one of the highest grossing films in a February month.
You know what? I'd be more proud of that if I was the singular reason for that.
No, well, you're a reason. You know why? Because we advertise and we talk about how much we love Black Panther. And then I can argue, I would say we helped people want to go see Black Panther.
Yeah. But there's people that help better than me.
Well, you know.
I already told you, stop trying to cheer me up.
Fine then.
I'll figure something out.
Fine then.
I'll do something exciting and fun. I'll show them all.
You know, you're the lead host of a podcast. That's pretty exciting.
That doesn't help. You know why? Because I listened to that Futurama podcast. And where they talked about like the 52 billion podcast monster.
Yeah.
And the first thing that popped in my head was, in there.
That'd be, you know what? It'd be really awesome if you found out we're in that Futurama, the radio episode, the radio play episode is actually really good.
If you guys haven't already listened to it, make sure you listen to it. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, go check it. It's on Nerdist. If you look up Nerdist, or actually now they're ID10T. There's a whole thing where their podcast has now changed names. But yes,
I am still uber bummed that it is not happening at
in the shoreline. Yeah.
That it's moving to SoCal. Yeah.
If anyone doesn't know, Chris Hardwick, amazing guy, super cool.
Like, okay. Before you continue with that, yeah. Let's be perfectly honest.
Yeah.
All of our listeners know exactly who he is.
Hey, I know. I just have to preface that because there might be someone who doesn't know. Might be listening to us and go, who? That guy from Singled Out? What?
Hey, no. They still know him.
Man,
they still know him.
But he had his own festival, which was amazing. We went to it. We thought it was awesome. I almost wanted to go the second day. Shoreline couldn't accommodate them.
But then we were reminded that we can't have nice things.
Yes, because sometimes, well, it comes down to is the Shoreline couldn't accommodate them, so they're now doing it at the Anaheim Fairgrounds.
Not just that, but Anaheim.
And they moved
No,
it.
I'm sorry, not Anaheim. I'm sorry. The Shoreline Amphitheater is known to be very expensive.
Oh, yeah. No, they're crazy. Like, the story, because I actually listened to his explanation, basically what it come down to is that they couldn't accommodate, and the date they would have had was actually already being taken by someone else. I'm like, what a bunch of dicks. Not Chris Hardwick's team or anything, but the actual Shoreline folks. And to anyone who works at the Shoreline and is not a higher up, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the guys who make these decisions on what to put in there. Come on, guys. Let us have nice things. Because that was like one of the best cons I'd ever gone to.
Yes.
That was like one of our best experiences we've had.
If it helps any, I kind of want to buy a Toyota CHR. Again, if anybody who went to that event, they had Toyota CHRs drive people from the parking lot to the very front of the venue.
That was really cool.
And it was free.
It didn't cost anything.
No, and if anything else, it actually got you into the event sooner.
Yeah.
There was a separate line for anybody who rode the CHR in there. And I know I'm sounding like I'm fucking plugging Toyota right now.
You know what? We kind of did.
We kind of are. But that's what happened. And here's this is why I really like. You know, I'm still going to call it Idiot Fest.
Yeah.
What I really liked about it was that, you know, they took advantage of every single little thing that they could.
Yeah.
In order to make it a very pleasant experience.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Because anybody who's been to the Shoreline Amphitheater.
It is not a good place.
Not just that, but just the parking in itself.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, as far as the experience
fucking
goes.
Bitch.
Once you're in the event and you're there, it's great. But when you're trying to travel to different things, like from the parking lot to the front door, it's like gravelly. Because it's, like, you know, it's out in the middle of the cuts. There's nowhere. But yeah, we had door-to-door service. There was a point where I had to, remember the lady said, I can't, in good conscience, let you bring this in because I had my my camera rig, but it had a microphone boom on it. And they're like, you can't use that in here. I'm like, oh, you sure? She goes, I can let you get away with everything else you had because I had a ton of stuff.
Yeah, you did.
For a recording of every kind. But she's like, this has a microphone and I can't let you use it. I'm like, okay, fine. We got a ride from the Toyota CHR driver. He's like, where are you parked? He's like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, we need to go drop this equipment off. He said, where are you parked? Over here. Okay, cool. Drop this off there.
And here's the thing, because if we were to have carried all that stuff, it's like a good 10-minute walk.
At the very least.
Because you're going on this uphill walk before you actually get to the parking. So we're carrying a shit ton of equipment.
Yeah.
And we're trying to. And the guy was really cool to give us a ride back.
Yeah. To our car.
And then I think we ended up getting him again.
Yeah.
When we got in, and yeah. Like, oh, hey.
Well, because he even asked us, do you want me to stay here? I'm like, no, it's cool. You can't. I mean, no, dude. We end up getting him.
Yeah.
He's like, you're back. I'm like, yeah, here we are.
But
yeah, so they're going to have that in Anaheim. And I kind of want to go. I mean,
I can't do it.
I kind of want to go.
I mean, we could go, but man, it's just money.
Yeah.
And just carrying all that equipment everywhere. It's just like, unless we can get like a full-on interview with the guy or something. Otherwise.
I'm pretty certain we could get an interview with somebody that would be big time enough. If we can get with Chris Hardwick, that'd even be all in.
I mean, that's who I'd want to.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I mean, he's
actually,
super cool dude.
I don't know if you saw. Oh, no, you did see it. And you can actually pull it up on our Instagram or at least look us up and then find the other guy. But one of the guys who follows us on the Instagram page was able to get a picture with Chris Hardwick.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
it was
yeah.
The guy who dresses up as Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
At every con that we've seen him. And he was able to snag a picture with him. I was like, I am proud of that man right there. Good job, sir. Good job.
Yeah, man. It was fun times.
Yeah.
It was fun times.
As mentioned before.
We can't have nice things.
We can't have nice things, goddammit.
You know what I appreciate, though? San Francisco Comic-Con moving to Oakland.
Yep. We're getting closer and closer to that. I mean, it's September, but... I mean, shit, look at us. We're already in the middle of March.
Yeah, I know, man.
Like, it'll be here in a couple of months. But
Easter is coming up. Like, it's creeping up. But yeah,
you got to remember, this is episode 102, for God's sakes.
We're going to have a lot more episodes before then, but I'm going to pretty much say I want to be there for the sheer fact that San Francisco Comic-Con has to basically bow down to the idea that San Francisco does not want nice things either.
Yeah.
And move to Oakland, which I'm okay with. My first con was in Oakland, so I'm excited for that.
Don't fuck this up, Oakland.
They won't. They won't do that.
No, definitely not.
They're not going to do that.
I think if anything else, too, this will also... Because if it's something as big as the Oakland Marriott, that's where it's going to be at, that there's that part of me, and I know it's not... The best that I can say is that it's feasible. Is that if this does really well, San Francisco might actually come a-knocking. But it just really depends on how the convention goes at Oakland. And if it kicks ass, there's going
to
be a bidding war between Oakland and San Francisco.
I say, hey, man, go to Oakland.
And much like, much like the lines that you'll hear at an A's game,
yeah.
Let's go, Oakland.
That's right, man. That's right. Oh, man, I can't believe you did that and not me. That's crazy. But yes, so maybe you'll see us there. I mean, I'm definitely going. I don't know if...
To Idiot Fest?
No, not to Idiot Fest. Well, Idiot Fest, we'll see how things play out.
Right.
But as far as San Francisco Comic-Con in Oakland, I'm definitely going to go to that, just to see that happen.
Cool beans. You'll see me. No, we're definitely going. We are definitely going. Oh, man.
All right, so fun stuff's happening.
First and foremost, we got to say congratulations to Mark Hamill.
Yes. Oh, my God. He got a star in a Walk of Fame, which for some reason I thought he already had one.
Really?
I thought, in my mind, I thought he already had one. I don't know why. I just thought. And
it's because he's a damn good actor and he should have had one a long time ago.
I agree with that. Those are awesome terms. If anyone doesn't know, was it last weekend? He was given a star on the Walk of Fame in Hollywood. And the thing that made me laugh is that I liked was that he says, oh, and they spelled my name right. He even put it on his Twitter account. He tweeted out every iteration of Mark Hamill that someone spelled incorrectly for him. And it's like Mark with a C, Mark with a K, Hamill with one L, Hamill with two L's in every combination. I'm like, you know, for a guy in his position, he has really good sense of humor about that.
No, yeah, definitely. I always like to see that, too. Even during the Star Wars days, like, there was a signature, like an autograph that he did, and he had a little joke on there. I'm just like, even at that state of his career, he's still just having a good time.
I would say that we, as fans of any like movie genre or anything, that we're lucky to have an actor like Mark Hamill, because he is basically a fan who got to be part of something.
What's funny, too, is that I follow, you know, I've said this before, I follow a local news guy here, and he had posted up like images of five Batmans, and like he said his whole thing, and then he goes, who's your favorite? And I saw it on there, but I was like, I'm still going to put mine on there. That's Kevin Conroy.
Yeah, he's the
best
one.
That is the goddamn Batman right
there. That's actually the best Batman.
I think so.
I mean, Grant, he doesn't look it, but he's got that voice.
And don't get me wrong, Adam West was awesome. He didn't need muscles. You just knew he was bad.
That's true.
But you know what? I'm Batman. That line where he says, I am the knight.
I am the knight.
I am vengeance. I am Batman. I was like, okay.
You know what's funny? Does he say I am or I'm? Because I'm trying to figure out like who says that better.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and pull up that video.
Yeah?
And we're just going to go and find out.
Yeah. Does he use the contraction or not?
I'm going to put this up there.
I'm
going to
say right now, I think he says I am because it sounds better if he goes, I am Batman. Other than, like, let's say, you know, the Christopher Nolan Batman. I'm Batman.
Okay, ready?
Let's go. Let's hear it.
Hopefully a fucking commercial doesn't play right now.
Oh, be like, okay. Hey, Square Trade.
All right. Come on now.
Are you connected to my internet?
Yes, I am.
Okay. To my fear toxin. Ooh.
This is from the animated series.
Yes, Batman animated series.
Bruce. No, not now. Disgrace.
Uh-oh.
No, you are not my father. I am not a disgrace. I am vengeance. I am the knight. I am Batman.
Okay, he doesn't use the trend. You know, that's a better way of saying it.
I think so, yeah.
I'm Batman. No, I am Batman. Oh,
I am Batman!
I feel like we should meet Kevin Conroy at San Francisco Comic-Con because he's going to be there. And get him to say our name somehow and say I am Batman. I'll pay him to say that to us.
Yeah, seriously. I'll put in money on that.
I'm like, here we go. Boom.
Just start pulling out the 20s, making it rain.
Like, whatever,
come on, man.
Come on, Kevin Conroy. You're the man. Wow, that's actually really... You know, that does sound better. Huh?
I think so.
Because, you know, I'm Batman. Who are you? I'm Batman.
Speaking of, and of course, Mark Hamill.
But Mark Hamill, yeah.
Being the Joker on that show as well.
Definitive Joker, to
again,
me.
Yeah. So here's the thing. When it comes down to when I read comic books, and if it's Batman, and if it's Joker, in my head, it's default. That's the sounds that I hear. You know, Christian Bale talking like this, trying to get the gravelly voice. Even I can do it, and I'm not even that much of an actor.
No.
What the hell? Man, I could have been a better Batman.
don't hate on Christian Bale. It's not his fault.
Okay, I'm not going to hate.
I'm Bane.
Did you, Chemex actually showed me a...
Did you hear the Bane rap?
No. It was... I can't. No, you know what? It wasn't Chemex. It's Chris, where he pulled up a video of someone doing different lines for Bane.
Oh, yeah.
About
yeah.
eating, like, fiber and making sure you have plenty of strawberries. I thought that was hilarious.
There is a funny video about someone clipped... things from the third Christopher Nolan Batman movie, Dark Knight Rises, and has it where someone's impersonating Bane's voice and he's rapping, but he cuts it into like when he's talking to that scientist, he says, "Are you the?" Instead of just saying, "Are you the only one who can figure out how to disarm this?" He goes, "Yeah, only me." He goes, "Are you the man who beat me in a rap battle?" "Yes, only me." Boom, shoots him, and then he starts rapping about being Bane. I'm like, oh, God, it was so good. I'm like, if that was in the movie, I'd be like, this is so much better now. It's like, did they really get this in there?
Come on, Tom Hardy, you could have done something with that.
Probably could have. Yeah. There's actually even a part where they make fun of when the Cat War, Selina Kyle and Batman meet, and he takes off on a plane, on his plane. He's like, he leaves her, and then you hear the Mortal Kombat theme song play. But it's in his Batwing when he's flying away.
Yes.
Set the Mortal Kombat. And I'm like,
really?
What was that? He goes, really? That's your choice? I'm like, maybe he's really into Mortal Kombat. You don't know.
And also, according to Wikipedia, because I'm pulling it up, he's actually from Oakland.
Who?
Mark Hamill.
I was going to say, Bane? Bane's from Oakland? You know what? I would love to claim that, but I've learned from Wikipedia that sometimes things are wrong.
That's why I said according to Wikipedia.
So it might be wrong. Hey, Mark Hamill, if you're from the O... Really appreciate it, man. You are welcome here in the East Bay, in the garage shoes, anytime. If we can get Mark Hamill, that'd be so baller.
Dude.
I'm going to tweet out and say, hey, when you're...
Did you hear what Rob Reiger was going to do?
No, I remember what he said.
So apparently, he's like a huge Ryan Reynolds fan, but his portrayal of Deadpool was enough that he'd say like, yeah, you know what? I would blow that man.
Whoa. I don't know if I'm going up.
I was like... Ryan Reynolds, this is your official invitation, and I am reiterating this because it is there. You are invited to the Word Vomit Barbecue.
Ooh.
And while you're here, I am going to hold Rob Reagan to that.
We're not going to have kids here for that.
No. There was never going to be kids here.
I don't know. I want my son to meet Linkin Park and Danny Trejo and eat some Trejo tacos.
Well, then he's going to have to be distracted in the corner when this happens.
Well, I'm going to say Ryan Reynolds is going to be distracted in the corner while this happens. don't do it, Green Lantern. Go for it, Green Lantern. I don't know. Whatever your choice is. But yeah, you know, I was thinking about that. Back to Mark Hamill, like with him being the definitive Joker, I was actually thinking to myself that his portrayal or like the image of the Joker that he played, to me, is the best version. Because I know everyone's going to talk about how with Dark Knight and Heath Ledger's portrayal is great. But the thing about me is that Joker, although it is frightening, it's not that scary in comparison to, let's say, the Joker from the animated series. Because, I will say, because, you know, Heath Ledger's Joker looks crazy. He's crazy town. He is all disheveled, that cuts on his face. You kind of get what you're expecting there. With the... image they have in the animated series, that Joker is really vain. Like he's like, you know, he's kind of egotistical. He also has like his suit is always very nice. Granted, yes, it's purple and whatever colors, but it's always really well kept together. His hair hair kept very well together. Makeup never messed up. When you see him snapping, that's scary as fuck to me.
To me, the best representation of when Mark Hamill would portray the Joker. Was when he would just the inflection in his voice.
Oh yeah,
where he can start very jovial and happy, and then immediately turn it to a dark voice,
and he goes and goes back up crazy,
and then just like nothing, like absolutely nothing.
And that's what I think the Joker movies, the recent ones at least, they don't get that. Like they get the manic craziness a little bit, but then your characters look manic and crazy.
Okay, so on top of getting the Walk of Fame star. Here are a couple of other awards he's won.
Yeah.
He is
a Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill. He is a Saturn Award winner.
Of course. I mean, if the Saturn Awards didn't give him, which is like a science fiction award show, if they didn't give him one, I'd be pissed.
He is a Spike Video Game Award winner.
Oh, well. Joker. Yeah. Right, for being the Joker in the Arkham Asylum.
He's also a British Academy Games Award winner.
Also makes sense, yeah.
He is a NAV GTR Awards winner.
Mm-hmm.
He is a Disney legend.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
And he's been nominated for another Saturn Award for his portrayal of Luke Skywalker in The Last Jedi.
Oh, wow. Good for him. You know what's funny? Mark Hamill never voiced Luke Skywalker in any video game. Not one.
I kind of hope it stays that way.
Older now.
No,
I mean,
not just because he was older, but because of the fact of just, like, he got awards for everything else but Star Wars as far as voice acting.
No, but I'm just saying in general.
Oh, like, just in general. No, I'm sorry. Yeah. Like, he's done everything else except a cartoon version of Luke Skywalker.
Because they asked him, someone said, how come you're not in, I think it was supposed to be like Jedi Knight when it was on PC. He goes, you know, they got someone else to play it, and it's not terrible, but it's not him. And then he says, you know, I wouldn't mind playing it. But, you know, that was a long time. He understands because his voice is very different than the iteration of Luke that's in the video games. He's a very much older man now. So it's like, oh. And, like, this was, like, even 10 years ago. He's like, no one ever asked me. I'm like, maybe it's because you're expensive because they know you did the Joker.
Right.
Yeah. I love Mark Hamill so much because his stories about being a fan of everything. Like, I would hang out with that guy. Like, that's a guy I would have hung out with. Looking for toys or whatever comics or whatever it was.
I think that's how you're going to meet him.
And probably it's
we're going to be at a con.
Yeah.
And you're going to be looking at these really cool toys. And then he's just going to, it's not even like he's going to be trying. There's going to be something next to what you're looking at. That's how it's going to happen.
Because I know he's a Beatles fan, which, I mean, I love him already. I'm like, dude, he loves the Beatles. He's known to collect a lot of Beatles memorabilia. We're going to be at a con. I'm going to see like some cool old Japanese robot. Next to like a yellow submarine toy, and he's going like, "Hey, that's nice looking." I'm like, "Hey, that's nice looking." Oh my god, it's Mark Hamill. I'm like, "Calm down, keep calm, guys, keep calm." And by guys, I mean just me, like all the voices in my head. I'm like, "Oh, it's okay.
Don't lose your shit. It's okay. Don't lose your shit.
It's okay." And we're like, "Mark Hamill, how's
it going?" I've lost my shit. Oh my god, it's Mark Hamill.
And that's when I look anywhere. I'm like, "I need a lightsaber. Give me a lightsaber and get it signed. Have him."
I still remember that cool video that they did where a comic book shop raised money to make a custom lightsaber for him.
Yeah.
It was a Joker lightsaber.
Yeah.
And he's so, like, he's bashful about it. He's like, he looks at it and goes,
he's a very humble dude.
He's like, that's so cool. And he tries to give it back and they're like, no, that's
it's
for
yours,
you.
It's yours.
And he's like, what? He's like, guys, you shouldn't spend so much money on me. Well, you know what? You're charging $75 for your autograph. So, you know. No.
You know, from my understanding, a lot of that money goes to charities.
Yeah.
A lot.
But, like, he was just like, guys, you don't spend so much money on me. It's okay. And I'm just like, look at him. He's all, you know, flustered a little bit. And is he turning pink?
Oh, he's a cool dude. You know, the amount of work that he's done is so wide-ranging. Like, I actually was watching Kingsman... was it Secret Service? And he's the professor in that movie. He's one of the first dudes that you should show up. But yeah, Mark Hamill, I mean, him getting, like, the award ceremony itself for him getting in that Walk of Fame was super cool because George Lucas did a speech for him. Harrison Ford was there. They showed pictures of them on set for the Star Wars trilogy. And it was just really nice. And it's like, oh, that's, like, good for him, dude. I can't say anything more, like, It'd be hard-pressed for me to find anything not nice to say about him.
So, you know, to close off this little segment of it, I'm going to go ahead and play his most recent rendition of the Batman eulogy that he did at a con.
Oh, yeah.
I think this is, like, the best way.
Part of me was going to say you're going to play his appearance on The Simpsons, because actually I was going to say that'd be...
You're all talk, Hamill.
You never finished Jedi school. Luck be a Jedi tonight.
All right, here's hoping no commercials.
Commercial. Okay.
Dear friends, today is the day the clown cried. But he cried not for the passing of one man, but for the death of a dream. The dream that one day he would taste victory over his hated enemy, because it was the Batman that made me the happy soul I am today. How I agonized over how to thank him for that, perhaps with a cyanide pie in the face. Or perhaps an exploding whoopee cushion playfully placed in the Batmobile. But those dreams were dashed by the weaselly Gunsel standing there in our midst. This cowardly, insignificant Gonif, who probably got lucky when Batman slipped in the slime trail this loser left behind him, this disgusting mound of hyena filth who's not fit to lick the dirt from my spats. But I digress. The time for sorrow is past. It's time to look to a future filled with smiles. And I'll be smiling again when we take that man there and stick him in that box there and slip him into that vat of acid there. Well, that was fun. Who's the Chinese?
Oh, Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill, congratulations on your Walk of Fame star.
Man, I can't wait to go there and take a picture with it.
Yeah, hopefully you'll run into him there too.
You know what? There's a good chance that might happen. He'll be like, "Hey guys, you want to take a picture with Mark Hamill?" I'm like,
and we're gonna be like,
"That's
yeah?
not even. It's already. What would have already happened is like, I've already had like my drone set up. It's already taken 360 shots of us. It's like, yeah, we already got a video of you talking about that. It's already posted on YouTube.
Yeah,
high five, Mark Hamill.
But thanks for being a part of that.
Yeah, thanks for being a part of that. Man.
So good on him for that.
Yeah, good for him. For him.
So, and I spoke to Rob about this last episode, but I want to ask you the question that I asked him about this. So, first off, we talked a little bit about how Marvel is going to actually be releasing the Avengers about a week early now.
Yes.
So it's going to be late April instead of early May.
Yes.
So the conversation came to the point where we were wondering, okay, we know that Fox no longer has X-Men or the Fantastic Four.
Mm-hmm.
So my question to you, Randy Kings, is this. There's two questions, actually. First off, do you think the Fantastic Four and X-Men are going to have their own movie, or do you think that they'll first be added on to another movie before they get their standalone?
You know, the tough part is that the X-Men, like, there's production already going on for the next X-Men movie.
And that'll actually lead on to question two, but go ahead.
I imagine with Fantastic Four, that best part would be if they appeared in something else, and then you can lead to another movie.
So Fantastic Four tag along before their own. Okay, yeah. What about X-Men?
Same thing. I mean, because technically X-Men, like, was it Dark Phoenix has already started, unless they would have to tack on some connection to the MCU that way, which I wouldn't see a problem with that. At the same time, you already have something going. You don't want to Cloverfield this up. Because, you know, like was it Cloverfield Project, whatever, that was called God Particle originally. It had all this cool premise and everything, but all the parts that people say they don't like is the parts where they tried to add on
Cloverfield. Yeah.
It's like the whole 10 Cloverfield Lane, they could have just left.
They left well enough alone. It was another movie.
Yeah. And they're all movies, and they're just trying to add it in there. And the problem is they're trying to do something with the Cloverfield franchise and blah, blah. That's a whole other thing.
Don't get me wrong. I did like the first Cloverfield movie.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
It was its own original movie. Don't try to tack on to something else. It's being made for something different. Yeah. Make an original movie for it, please.
The problem is that they're trying to... They want to keep that property going, and you have to keep working on it in order to keep the property yours. It's a whole issue. Anyway, so I imagine... X-Men will have to come after that.
So my assumption.
I mean, I could be wrong.
Well, no, I'm not going to say assumption. My guess. My guess is that they're going to reset it, reboot it, however you want to call it. But my question to you on this, Fantastic Four, I could care less.
Yeah.
But I will say that the actors that they had for the X-Men movies on the recent ones have been spot on.
Yeah, they're really good.
Do you think Disney and Marvel would keep that cast with the reboot, or do you think they would just flush them all?
You know, I would hope that they would keep them around because there is a recent release of movies that are out, and to restart, it's like it's going to take a while for it to keep going anyway. I would assume they would try and keep them.
You think so?
I would think so.
So they would still reboot the series, but they'll keep the same actors.
At the very least, they'll find a way to like work it in that way. Like, oh yeah, we new universe, guys. Check it out. Booyah, Infinity Stones.
I love how you just, like, did the little fist swing there.
Yeah, fist swing up. Like, hey guys, we got the Infinity Stone. Someone got it. We got the whole other world here.
Right.
Dunzo.
Or that's how they pull them in. They pull them in from the Fox universe.
Yeah. I mean,
which is now their universe, you know, anyways.
Comic book world is not that hard to put in there. I just went through a stack of comics and I looked at it and went, oh yeah, I forgot they did that. It's like, yeah, yeah. There's these weird fights that happen. There's a whole Justice League versus the X-Men or versus the Avengers story arc. I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's all silly. Like, how'd this work? Oh, they just, two guys said, hey man, I like Marvel. Hey, I like DC. Fight. Okay.
There you go.
So it's not that hard to just write in a story. Like, here we go. Well, here's how it happens. Universe.
Maybe a little bit more difficult for movies.
I mean, basically, we could do is say, hey, man, we found the portal that led to all these different dimensions. You could have seen those dimensions easily in Guardians of the Galaxy 2. There's a third Guardians of the Galaxy. They could work it in that way.
Oh, well, yeah, you're right.
The Beyonder is in there. I'm like, yeah, we got it. He's right here. Check it out.
He's been there the entire time.
Yeah. X-Men are in here, right?
Yeah.
What if they just did like what they did? There's the episode of Scrubs where Elizabeth Banks is in it, and that's one of my ringtones. They superimposed her character into all these famous scenes of the series that happened in the seasons before. It's like, yeah, you don't like, was it JD was like, she's been here the whole time. It's like, yeah, you don't remember. And like, they just show like when Dr. Cox's brother-in-law died, she's in the background. I'm like, whoa.
That's right.
Wolverine's been there the whole time, man. He was part of Cap's battalion in World War II. Like, really? He's like, yeah, man, check it out.
He just, you know, we didn't make a thing of it, you know?
It's like, yeah. And Hugh Jackman said he'd come back if he can be an Avenger.
Still want my buddy cop movie.
Oh, man. Oh, with the
musical.
The Deadpool musical.
With like the 5 to 10 minute musical part.
Oh, God, that idea. I still think it's funny that we said that, and then that that fan trailer came out, or that fan movie.
Yes.
With the Deadpool, the musical. That was so good.
That was awesome.
But yeah, I think they could do it. I mean, I think to me, they have a best move scenario would be to add them into another movie, and then they can get their own movie from there. Because you got to give them, like, they've been separate for so long. You got to give people a chance to work it in there. Or, you know, maybe people don't care. I mean, for the laymans who don't know, I don't mean in an insulting way, but, you know, some people don't know that the X-Men and the Avengers are different. I'm just saying. There's
No, yeah, okay, I'll give you that. I was just thinking about it, and I'd like to see them get their... I'd like to see X-Men get their own movie. Fantastic Four, I think... The Fantastic Four, while big, were never big enough, I think, to warrant their own movie franchise.
Yeah.
At least not right away. So I do like the idea of them being introduced in somebody else's movie before, you know, them having their own. I mean, look what it did for Black Panther.
Yeah.
Like, when Black Panther showed up in Civil War...
He's like a side dude.
He's a side dude.
A badass side dude.
That's exactly it. Is that they saw how badass he could be.
Yeah.
Before they went full blown,
I mean,
Wakanda.
I mean, I think I think Disney had an idea. They knew what was going on. But they're like, okay, we're going to introduce this character. Because for all intents and purposes, Black Panther, he is not a prominent figure as far as popularity goes. But I always thought he was a cool ass figure.
Right.
And the fact that, you know, Wakanda's this amazing place. I'm like, oh man, we get to see what Wakanda is. And I can't. When they made it for the movies, I couldn't believe how awesome it looked. Like, in my mind, it was nowhere near as good as what we saw in the movie. I'm like, yeah, man, look how fucking badass this place is when he goes into the ship and goes, lands in their base. It's like, dude, that was super dope.
Yeah.
Claw got in there? What the fuck?
So to start with, at least for the Fantastic Four, I think, they should definitely start off as side characters to somebody else's movie. But the X-Men, I mean, kind of do want X-Men to have their own startup.
I think they will have their own startup, but I think they'll have like a character, like you can pick a character to be showing up in an MCU film that's already established now.
No.
Yeah. I mean,
like I said, me personally, I don't think so. I honestly think, I guess it's more because I am biased, because X-Men, and I said this on the last podcast, and Rob Braga, actually Rob Braga said it, and I agreed with him. X-Men to me was my real first introduction to the Marvel comic line.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had seen some Superman cartoons, I had seen some Batman ones, but it was the X-Men, to me, that really jump-started Marvel in the 90s. Now, they've been around for a while, and so had all the other characters, but at least for me, so being a little biased on it, I always thought, definitely X-Men should get their own. In this scenario, I hope they do use the original cast.
I mean, I'm not saying they won't. I'm just saying to start out, you know, because the thing is, there is a pre-existing X-Men film franchise that's been like rebooted twice now, and to do it a third time to accommodate the Marvel Universe, I feel like it's kind of a cheap way of doing it.
Dude, we have three reboots of Spider-Man.
Yeah, but let's be quite honest. That first one is really dated. Like, it's amazing, but it's also dated. Like, I tried watching it. I'm like, oh, man, this is rough. The Andrew Garfield one, which wasn't terrible, but it's not great either. It's like, he's kind of a hipstery, douchey Spider-Man. What we have now, and granted, third time we did get it into the MCU, which works out because it fits perfectly with it. The problem is, you know, maybe if the last iteration of Spider-Man was very successful, because that's the difference. Sony, they didn't believe in that film franchise. That's why they got it moved in, because that's that email leak when they're talking shit about Spider-Man.
Right.
It's like, oh, Fox isn't talking shit about, well, you know, not saying anything about it, but, you know, those the previous, like, X-Men Apocalypse, First Class, and Days of Future Past were very successful financially.
Ugh. The fact that Apocalypse was like
it's successful financially.
It was no
financially. It's not the best of the three.
Well, and that's what happens with a lot of movies too.
I know.
Matter of fact, I found out they're making another Hotel Transylvania, doing a third.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And here's the thing.
You're not a Sony production.
And here's the thing.
Sony likes three.
So I watched the second one. I think I skipped the first one because I found out that in the second one the director was the same guy who did Samurai Jack.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking...
Genndy Tartakovsky.
And I'm thinking, okay, I mean, he, to me, has a very good reputation when it comes down to animation. So if he's the director of this, I feel like I need to give it a chance. Anybody who saw the last season of Samurai Jack understands why I gave it a chance.
Yeah.
And it blew chunks. But as you mentioned before, financially... The two movies did really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
The first one made like $300 million. The other one made $400 million. And despite the fact that there was a lot of problems between Sandler, Tarkovsky, and Sony, they are all coming back for the third one.
Okay, so for the third movie, or the second movie, the budget was $80,000 estimated. Or, I mean, look at that. I'm sorry, $80
million. That's what I was
going to say. $80 million. Now, opening weekend, not great. It's $48 million. Not fantastic for opening weekend.
Right.
But that's that's a chance you take with kids' films and the style and the sequels. Gross worldwide, $473 million.
Almost $500 million.
So, you know, they're making a sequel.
Yeah.
See, if people don't want movies to get made or don't wonder why they're wonder. Wants to have movies that were not good get a sequel, don't watch it.
Well, you know, but that's...
the same time...
The thing is, people want to go and complain about stuff.
But I also like to say, hey, man, you like what you like.
Yeah.
There's terrible movies out there. Like I mentioned on our 100th episode, my son watched Woody Woodpecker. Granted, we didn't pay to see it. We watched it on Netflix, but we watched it and he liked it. And I watched the entire movie with him because he liked it. So it's like, people like what they like.
Yeah.
Can't hate on it. But so to see, I'm not surprised, going back to your point, I wouldn't be surprised if they did make an X-Men standalone movie to fit with the MCU, but I do see them, before that happens, adding characters to MCU films.
I hope not.
I mean, I kind of want to see
it. But you know what?
But like, have it make sense, but I want it to make sense.
Regardless, the fact that we'll have X-Men and Fantastic Four in the MCU... Which means we'll also get all their villains as well.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've said this so many times, I want Doctor Doom.
Oh, man.
Because you do not fucks with Dr. Doom. Man, even when the freaking Panther God says Dr. Doom's universe is a solid fucking universe, you just know how fucking crazy that guy can go.
Yeah. I mean, granted, he wanted peace, but it's like through the worst manner possible. It's like,
right. But it worked. Again, the Panther God said, you know what? That place is fucking stable.
But what did he have to do that?
Yeah.
Like, are you willing to? It's the idea that he was willing to get his hands dirty.
It was always for the greater good, but the method of doing it.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty certain he killed billions of people. It's like, no, you're not with me? Wham!
Yep.
Whammy.
When and the ones that he was able to convert after, like, torture. He's like, all right.
After torture,
he's like, yeah, make sure they get taken care of. They get plenty of money.
It's cool. Man, they get this stuff.
They're good. They gave me what I wanted. It's just like, but dude, you spent like 4 hours torturing that guy. Like, I don't think he's ever going to be the same.
Man, he's going to be messed up. I don't think money's going to help that much. But yeah, no, I mean, I'd love to see it. I'm curious on what an X-Men MCU would look like.
Now that they have Fantastic Four back, they also have another big bad that they can start building up to.
Huh?
Galactus.
Yeah, the World Eater.
Like, holy shit. Like, imagine the entire Marvel Universe having to fight back Galactus.
Guardians of the Galaxy be like, holy shit, laters. Deuces.
Bye.
Turns around. Like, we already fought one big giant dude in space. We're good.
We don't want to do that again.
We're good. We're just going to point to Novacrom like, hey, guys, he's that way. And then fly away. Because I would not blame them. I mean, I'm sure they'll have him fight it out and everything. That is insane, though. Now I'm just thinking about that. I mean, oh, man, seeing X-Men and Fantastic, like, seeing all those movies come into the Marvel fold is great.
I just, again, I will also say, I think I already said it, but I really, really hope that they keep the original cast for X-Men.
Yeah,
I thought they did a really good job with
them. I'm perfectly fine with them. Even with the newer one, when they got What's-Her-Face from Game of Thrones to pee Phoenix, Jean Grey, and I thought it worked out really well, because this is a younger cast, so we're seeing them at, when they were, you know, actually students of the Xavier Institute for Gifted Youngsters. Yeah.
I need me a coat with that X emblem.
You know what? I'm curious on what their uniforms, like, you know, parents' day at the school, like, they have the fancy uniform jackets and everything. It'd be funny. It's like, because it's like a prep school.
Right.
It's like, but these are like the most badass kids. What the hell?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Okay. So now that's in there, I'm just going to jump into the next topic we had. AMC Theaters.
Yes, I was actually about to jump into that myself.
They are, I think it's supposed to be, they haven't given the exact date, but everyone's estimating I think week before Avengers Infinity War comes out, they're going to do a 31-hour movie marathon of the previous films of the MCU. Crazy as fuck. I can't even fathom.
I'm having trouble staying awake now, and you want me to stay awake for over 30 hours?
You know, because what made me laugh is because we have a friend that watched every Marvel movie that led up to the first Avengers movie. And I went, hell no, I'm good on that. Because that's like, you know,
that's
time,
just too much.
That's a lot. It's like several movies, 10 movies. I'm like, no, I'm good. I can't even fathom that.
Respectfully decline.
Yeah, yeah, I'm good. I'm like, you know, I want to be clean when I'm in the theater. I don't want to be sweating, fall asleep. Got to do the stretches.
You know what? I went to go see the Cornello trilogy, and that was exhausting.
Well, and that's only three movies.
It's just three movies. Jeez.
31 hours of the Marvel cinema movie.
I mean, something must go wrong if you are in the seated position for more than a certain amount of hours. Like, at some point, am I going to lose feeling in my legs? You got to tell me. You need to tell me if I'm going to have to stand up and walk around so blood circulation comes back on
at
again.
At that point, I'd ask for like a standing area where I can just stand and maybe lean against the counter while I'm watching the movies. But yeah, because it's supposed to happen on the Infinity War comes out April 27th. So the marathon is supposed to happen, I'm going to say, a few weeks before then. But that's insane. That is like crazy insane.
I think, you know what? I think the better thing to have done, I think it's cool, first and foremost. I will say I think that's pretty cool because they're really trying to build up, you know, Infinity War, you know?
Yeah.
So I get what they're trying to do, but I think what they should have done is like have three or four movies play at a theater a day, like specifically for that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Draw
yeah.
it out a little bit, you know? That way people can go home, take a shower.
I can't.
you know.
I mean, oh my
clip
God.
Clip your toenails. God. Something.
Brush your teeth. All kinds of stuff. It's like, freshen up a little bit.
Right.
31 hours, folks. Has anyone out there done something for 31 hours?
I know people have done like gaming marathons, but I don't think they've gone that far.
Not like that. Not like that. Usually it's like the 24-hour thing. But
by the way, if you want us to do a 24-hour Twitch stream, let us know.
Hey, man, if you're into that, that's cool.
We'll see what we could do.
But yeah, I've done physical activity for over 24 hours. That's one thing, like going party, dancing, whatever you gotta do. But
you're moving. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
You're...
Sitting, watching. Part of me is like, oh man, I would love to do that. But there's gonna be a point where I'm gonna fall asleep for at least half an hour for a movie.
Right.
Half hour in the middle part, wake up, watch the part. Sleep again. Okay, watch it again. 31 hours. And they haven't even said, like, because it's just AMC theaters. I mean, it's not the first time this has happened, but that is insane. Insane. I'm curious on what the order they're putting it in.
And how, so like I mentioned, spread it out a little bit. And then the last day has the last three movies before the launch of the next movie, before the launch of Avengers.
Yeah, I know.
That would have actually been really, really cool.
I can't. Like, I'm curious as to then, will they include. No, I guess they have to, right? They'd have to. I was like, are they going to include like watching the actual Avengers movie? But yes, they would have to do that.
That's what I'm saying.
But like, what gets me is like, okay, you're going to watch this many. You're going to sit and watch over like a dozen movies and be like, okay, I'm ready. And then you have to be like, okay, what if they did it? Like, okay, then that Friday you're going to go watch Avengers Infinity War.
Right.
I'm like, I can't do that. I just can't. I'd be like, I'd be so tired.
You broke me,
I'm an old man.
Marvel.
I'm like, I'm just an old man.
You broke me.
Although I appreciate it. It's one of those things where I'm like, I own all those movies. So if I'm going to marathon it, I will just binge watch it at home.
Right.
Piece by piece. You're like, okay.
Hey, I can pause this so I can go potty.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, I'm also curious as to like how, like, are they going to show in the order that the films were released or the order in which the story plays out?
I think the way it was released.
I actually would prefer if they did how the stories play out. But I know that would mess things up sometimes.
A little bit, yeah.
Because, I mean, it wouldn't be that hard for Captain America because you watch Captain America First Avenger. Then you can lead that into Iron Man, or I guess was it Iron Man, Incredible Hulk, Iron Man 2, Thor. I'm probably messing up here, but it's like, okay, get it all out there. I'm sure those theaters, it's not going to be a pleasant experience for the people who clean up afterwards.
I forget, the Russo brothers are the ones that are directing...
Yes, Infinity War.
Okay.
And the untitled Avengers 4 movie, because they still think they're not doing the part 1, part 2 anymore.
Yeah.
Which I guess works out.
I was curious, though. I'm not going to lie. I was genuinely curious to see how they were going to pull that off.
I mean...
Kind of like with the whole, you know, Captain America is a Hydra agent.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I talked about this before, and I told everybody that was here, I was like, I'm interested in it. Because what I really wanted to see is how they were going to get out of that.
Yeah. It's the going in, not hard. It's like, oh, you finally see the part of Hydra.
Like, how
do
you,
there you go.
How do you turn around turning, you know, an American icon
into
essentially a Nazi?
Yeah.
Like, how do you do it?
And then, I mean, in the comic book, it's kind of a cheap way they did it because I'd read it. I'm like, oh, I get it. I'm like,
Makes sense.
It makes sense. I don't think the payoff was worth what they had done, to be honest.
Because that's a lot of damage that they did.
Yeah, but it's like, oh, okay. But see, but going with the Russo brothers, I think they're not calling it Infinity War 2. But there is, it's obviously going to continue from the story that we're going to be seeing playing out. It's like, okay.
Maybe like the after effects that they're still trying to recover from.
Oh, yeah. Because it cannot be. They're going to fight Thanos. It's going to be a crazy fight. They have Wakanda backing them up. That if you're asking the tribes in Wakanda to help you in a fight, that means shit got serious.
Yeah.
And you can't do it alone. You got the Dora Milaje and every tribe there helping you. Got that freaking vibranium juiced up. Rhino helping you out. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's do this.
Man. It can't come out soon enough.
No. Well, I mean, they did push it up a week, so.
It's still not soon
enough.
I know.
It really isn't. I'm hoping it's... I'm hoping that every character that we love, that we know about, gets their due, but we also get a chance to see the new characters.
Right, right.
So, but yeah, I mean, 31 hours. Can you... I'm trying to think of anything I've done for 31 hours that involved just me sitting down.
I can't remember. I think there was an article that came out, and maybe you can refresh my memory. You might know it more than I do, but I remember there was an article that came out where they talked about how many heroes they were going to have in the...
Oh, it was crazy. There was supposed to be, like, they said estimated potentially 40 heroes.
I thought it was like 60, wasn't it?
Or something, or maybe it was 60. Somewhere around some crazy number, but then it was like the idea that a lot of them may just get killed off because you're not going to see them. Like, oh yeah, here we go.
Well, I mean, it's funny too because that's what they're doing on the Netflix series.
Yeah.
Like, there's a couple of heroes that came out that are, like, no names.
Yeah.
Not that they're not powerful, but they just don't have enough of a following to them.
Yeah, we don't have enough screen time.
Like, Jessica Jones, for instance, they killed off Wizard.
Yeah.
Wizard was a speedster character that was in
He's like, hey, here he is. Nope, no, he ain't. Like, dang it.
Well, he didn't last long.
Like, yeah. One episode, right? It was just like, or, well.
I think two?
He just shows, well, yeah. Yeah, you see,
was
like,
it
oh,
two episodes?
Well, I mean. The problem is that we're trying to enjoy these things through a moving visual medium that involves, you know, acting and all that stuff. We're not going to be able to have enough screen time for everybody.
I know.
I was actually talking to someone about this. Like, if they were to do, the original story from the comic book, Marvel Civil War, it wouldn't be, doing it in a film that's even 3 hours long would not do it justice. What you would need to do is put it, like, on a premium pay cable network, have 2 hour episodes, 10 episode series. There you go. And even then, it might not be long enough still, but that's enough time to.
1 hour would be the direct story, and the second hour would be like the side stuff that they have.
Yes.
Like Spider Man Civil War, Wolverine Civil War.
And that's why you would have to do 10 of them.
Right. It's like, no, yeah, that's actually a really good idea.
And it's like, oh, but you know, that's expensive. You don't get the. With doing things on TV, that's not going to, financially, you can't do that.
Well, you know what? I mean, Disney is going to be coming out with their own streaming service.
Well,
so.
They do make a lot of money. Yeah. So, I mean, who knows? That might play out. We might see premium stuff happening. I mean, Jon Favreau, apparently, he's going to be, for the streaming service, he's going to be doing a live-action Star Wars for Disney.
I keep telling my sister, hey, so Monica's boyfriend from Friends, this is what he's doing now.
I know, right? He makes a joke about that. He goes, if someone told me, like 15 years ago, that I'm going to be making Star Wars stuff for people to watch, I was like, whatever, man. Like, you're the dude from Friends.
Right.
Like, no, man.
I mean, granted, you were the rich guy in Friends.
Yeah, and he's super talented, and, you know, he knows what it is to be an actor, and he knows what it is to be a director, so good on him. But yeah, like, the fact of the matter is, like, yeah, so, I mean, there might be some potential for the Disney streaming service as far as something like that, more in-depth stuff for Marvel.
Right. Well, I mean, we'll see how well it does. Hopefully Netflix is able to recover because I think they're the ones that are, like, take the biggest loss.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there's enough to go around. I mean, really, with it just happens that Disney has a lot of properties in there, but you know, Netflix, there's a ton of stuff on Netflix you can watch.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, there's shows that I just like, oh shit, I just watched this. But yeah, I mean, Marvel MCU for anyone
31 hours.
For anyone out there who is...
Let us know if you're going to do that, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, leave a comment on our Facebook page or on the podcast. Are you guys going to do this?
Yeah.
Please let us know.
There's many articles out there. We will share an article talking about this on there. If you want to comment on there and say, hey, man, I'm doing it, or you're down, please let us know what your plan of attack is. Because mine would be to sneak as much food as I could into the theater so I don't have to get up and buy more food.
Speaking of, did you hear that they're slowly starting to implement a no bags rule?
Oh, yeah. There's a bunch of theaters that are doing that.
Yeah, they're starting to do that.
I don't bring bags in the theaters anyway. I have big jackets.
With lots of pockets.
Yeah. My wife carries a big purse. It's okay.
It's not a bag. It's a purse.
It's a purse, basically. I wear it on my shoulder. It's okay. But yeah, no. I'm a guy who, I mean... Yes, I'm an enemy of the people who own theaters, but I still buy soda and popcorn. I just also happen to bring Chinese food.
I feel like that's an experience with the theater. Like, if you go to the theater, you have to have popcorn and soda.
I'm with you on that, but I also prefer...
It sucks!
I prefer my hot dog from not there, because their hot dogs aren't good. I go to Casper's Hot Dogs, bring my own hot dogs in.
Well, I might do that too, but I have a different reason for it, actually, because you brought this up, yeah. So... I went to a movie with my buddy Dave. I can't remember what we were going to go see. Oh, no, it was Star Wars, right. It was Star Wars. So this happened recently in December. And they had open concession stands. When you go to theaters, they always have the main one, but they also have smaller ones.
Yeah, the side ones.
The side ones. So I went to the side one, and this is like the dumbest shit. And this is why I'm bringing Casper's, to say, fuck you guys.
Yeah.
I was like, can I get a large popcorn, two sodas? And I looked over behind them, and I was like, those last two hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, we can't sell you those.
Why can't they sell you the hot dogs?
We can only sell you one.
Why can't they sell
you?
Wait, what?
Wait, what?
We can't oversell the hot dogs. You're not overselling it. If you have two and I buy two, that is an equal zero. You didn't go past zero.
Was there another person in line who bought the hot dog?
No.
Oh, okay.
You're like, you didn't go into negative one with that hot dog. And they're like, we're sorry, sir. We can't sell you that hot dog.
I've never experienced that at all, because theaters want to sell you shit.
Right. And it's not like they would have been hurting or anything. There were two hot dogs right there.
Wow.
And they wouldn't sell them to me.
Yeah, I try not to buy the premium snacks in theaters if I don't have to.
You know what? I had skipped dinner. Yeah. I think he skipped dinner too. And I was just like, you know, and he bought the tickets. So I'm like, you know what? I'll take care of
it. You should have just had your friend, I'm going to buy that hot dog, and then just give
him
the money.
No, because here's the thing. They wouldn't have sold it to him. Really? That's what they were saying. They're like, we need to keep one hot dog.
That is so weird. Why don't you put a fake hot dog up, like not a actual wiener there?
Right.
And then like, no, it's not.
Like, what is going to happen if you have zero hot dogs?
That's some weird.
What shit?
They must have some weird ruling on how
they. What portal to a hell dimension is going to open up if you sell me the second goddamn hot dog?
Some weird, probably like rule they have with the theater. About that, because that's crazy.
Was it gonna get all poltergeist on me? Where if I bought the second hot dog, the freaking theater would collapse in itself in a black hole? Like, I mean, if you tell me this, the least I'll know.
You're like, okay, hell mouth. Okay, get
that
it.
Makes sense. I'm sorry that I almost killed us all.
So what theater was it? You want to say it?
Yeah, I'm gonna say it. Okay. It was the Alameda Theater.
Okay. Well, Alameda.
There's only one theater.
Okay, I mean, like, is it Cinemark or is it just?
It's the Alameda Theater.
Okay, so it must be privately owned. That makes more sense, because usually they don't care. They want you to buy their shit. But yeah, that's really funny. They couldn't sell you that.
Okay, can I buy that last bottle of water over there?
I can't oversell the water.
Oh my god!
It's a display water. It's a display hot dog. But yeah, I always try and bring my own snacks, especially like when I go to, only thing I will buy for certain aside from popcorn and soda is at Cinemark theaters, they have pretty good deluxe nachos.
I almost wanted to call the manager. I was like, you're lucky Star Wars is on right now.
You're lucky right now.
You're lucky I want to see Luke Skywalker.
You're lucky that I am not Batman. but yeah,
I am vengeance.
So I am hungry. That is so weird. I'm weird now. They didn't want to sell you the last hot dog. I don't. Okay.
Weird rant, I know, but what the fuck?
But anyways, but yeah.
And you know what? Now I will post this to anybody who's listening to the show. Have you ever been denied the last of something at a theater?
I've never had that problem. I've gotten last nachos. I've gotten last soda, last candy. Man, that's the thing I will definitely always bring to theaters, my own candy, because their candy is hella expensive.
Yeah.
And I get it, because they need to make their money and all that other stuff. At the same time, good Lord, Red Vines is like $5 there. I can go to the store and get a dollar.
We've talked about it. They're not making money off of the tickets. No. They're making money off of the concessions.
Yes, it makes sense. And that's why I appreciate that they've added more different foods. Like, you can get chicken wings at the bigger theaters now. There's a bar at theaters. When I went to see Black Panther with my in-laws, they were very surprised that there was like a full bar. Like, you know, you can get like a wine, a beer, and everything. I'm like, yeah. It's all like that now, man.
I took my friend and his wife to the AMC in Emeryville, and right after the movie, we ended up getting a shot of tequila. Call it a day.
Yeah, see, there you go. That's smart. It's like, you know, include everything there. Now, if they can only make it where, I guess you can't. Like, if they had like a food cart in the theater, before it starts. That could work.
Get your popcorn.
That way you want
to get kettle corn.
But then
cotton candy.
But that would only really good. That could only really apply to anyone who didn't do the reserve seating, which I know that's more theaters are doing reserve seating.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. Popcorn.
But yeah, it's like
get your churros here.
Well, I mean, there's also those nice like was it the theater experience places like where you have like a dining area. It's not necessarily meant for. They're not concerned about large amount of people sitting there, but they want people to have a good time and everything, like the Parkway in Oakland.
It's I gotta go back there. I haven't been there in a while.
Yeah, like they have dining area. It's like a dining area. You got like a whole little booth, and you're going to get food there. I'm like, sweet. If only they had mainstream theaters do that, I'd be probably on board. But it couldn't be a lot.
Like, I think it would be so much more expensive.
Of course it would, but, you know.
Like, it would be more expensive to get, like, Because talking about the new Parkway Theater,
yeah.
Like they had like steak with mashed potatoes and everything.
They had a full-on meals.
They had full-on meals. So imagine getting that at a fine restaurant, and now you're getting it at a fucking theater?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. You're probably spending an extra $15 on that.
Well, for the experience, though. You're paying for experience.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's like,
that makes sense.
I mean, but, you know, I think that goes with any food you're buying at a theater.
Yeah.
I can go to Target and get like a large popcorn for like $2. That same large popcorn is $7 at a theater.
Buy it with the drink together and save 25 cents. Right.
Oh, that is so weird that they do that.
Thank you for saving me laundry money.
I mean, I get it. They're just letting you know you're saving money, but I look at it and go, nope. Nope. How about I save me a lot ton of money and I just bought my Casper hot dog?
Right.
Mm-mm.
You can't look in my purse.
Mm-mm. Can't look in my jacket pocket.
Not lately, yeah.
I got my jacket pocket.
I'll go through your metal detector. There's no iron in hot dogs. Whoop, whoop. Well, look at that.
Uh-oh. You're like, uh-oh.
I guess it does.
You got the rethink going to the hot dog stand. Oh, man.
What did that hot dog seller sell me? Holy shit.
There you go. See, when you said iron in the hot dog, made me think of that the end of Pee-wee's Big Adventure when he goes to his friend who's in jail.
Yeah,
and he goes, right. I got you a hot dog, foot long. And then he goes in there and he looks in and there's a file, which I'm trying to think in my head. I'm like, does a file really work when you're in cuffs?
Not really.
But when he pulls it out, he goes, oh, nice try. He goes, thanks, Pee-wee. Like, give him a hot dog. He put a hot dog in it. Oh, man.
All right. We've just hit about the hour mark.
Oh, wow. Time flies.
Yeah, it does. That's what happens when you go on the Word Vomit podcast. You have fun.
Yes. That's our plan.
Time just slips by.
Yep. Slipping away.
All right. So, Randy King's final words.
My final words are... If you're going to go to the movies and sit for 31 hours, please make sure that you have, I would say, good hygiene, because no one wants to be around that stuff. So if you're going to see Avengers, see the Marvel MCU marathon and AMC theaters, be kind to your friends and, you know, freshen up at least every 8 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. I want to say a joke, but I think it might be too crazy. So
you should just go for it, man.
Nah.
That's what we do here. We're Crazy Town.
Nah. That's cool. It's cool. We're just going to go ahead and end it. We'll get a hot dog. Talk about hot dogs all day now.
Mm-hmm. Hot dog time.
I'll make sure that when I go to the LA theater, I'm going to go to that stand. Eat in his fucking face.
You'd be like, they're going to look at you and go, uh-oh, hot dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a Bobby Lee joke, folks. Bobby Lee. Uh-oh, hot dog.
I even brought my own relish.
You're going to have your own jar.
Yeah.
Your own Heinz relish. What now?
Let me tell you this right now. This tastes great.
Yeah?
Nowhere near that crap you have behind there.
Oh, bacon-wrapped hot dogs from the street vendors.
Oh, I can't do those.
Oh, man, I love them so much.
I can't do those, I love man. Them.
They're so good after
just,
a concert.
You just look at it, and you're just like, oh.
Nope. I look at it and go, mm-hmm.
Not in the sense of, like, taste, but it's just like, that is so fucking much right there.
That's not. I think it's not enough. I feel like it's not enough.
All right.
Anyways.
All right, so...
So for any of your friends out there who've been listening to us, we really appreciate it. We thank you so much for sticking with us for 102 episodes. If you can, go to our Facebook page, Instagram, all of our cool social stuff. We are trying to be more active. I know we've been lagging a little bit. I have photos of myself to post up. Like, share, and subscribe. Tell your friends how funny we are. And if you're going to do any of the fun things that we're talking about, please let us know how you like them.
And of course, reminder to everybody that listens to, hey, be shiny to each other.